Oh, very nice indeed. Very nice. Neil Casal, Brad Pemberton, and Ryan Adams, the Cardinals, live from Studio X on 93 XRT with two from the brand new CD, Easy Tiger. Sheryl Crow does the vocals on the studio version of that one.
Yeah, XRT, Chicagoland.
The matinee.
Sorry. It's just fun to say that, you know what I mean? To like call it out, isn't it?
It is. It is a guilty pleasure of mine, I have to say.
Because you like know like that your amplifier is like your immediate surroundings. Geography is like your amp. Your voice is like the guitar. I'm like rocking the geography of the area. XRT.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
It's a godlike feeling.
Oh, snap.
He admitted it.
You guys are in town tonight for a sold-out show. I think the Victory Gardens Biograph Theater, I think this is the first time they've ever had an actual like rock and roll show there.
Yeah.
Usually they just have plays, things like that.
Well, it's like laid back, you know what I mean? We're doing sort of a stripped-back show, which is kind of cool, and I'm not actually even playing guitar on these dates. Not that I could if I wanted to, because I got like wrist injury, but which is going to be fine. But it's kind of great. We sort of added this knucklehead, Jamie Candelaro, our friend Jamie the Candyman, our producer and friend, ended up playing piano with us. And our rehearsals were we were sort of, before we even hit the road this time, was to do a break the songs down to the bare minimum and see what dynamics were in there. And because, you know, we kind of sort of did the, we were sort of into the psychedelic, you know, two guitars, experimental rock phase. And in fact, it was just happening naturally, which was great. And we had built up into this thing, and it was the biggest, greatest diversion ever to have to completely end up back on our feet going, how do we do this other way? And it's good. I get to squirm and feel completely out of place and nervous when I'm singing, and everybody doesn't know how we're going to maybe build the dynamics and playing some smaller venues. But like, I think tonight is only like, maybe it's like, it's sold out, but I think it's like 25 seats in the house or something. Most of the places, I mean, we're pretty much at the end of the career here, so we're doing what we can. You book a 100 capacity room, you do 25 tickets, you know, that's a sellout. It's good, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a very small version of Metallica. Very, very small version. It's like the first two letters of Metallica, me.
Well, do you see that kind of as the future of where you're going to be going with your career in terms of, you know, like your relationship?
Downhill?
Well, no, I don't mean downhill. I just... You said it first.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the problem.
No, I mean, how do you see the future of your relationship with the record industry in terms of, you know, distribution or, you know, live performance? How do you see that evolving from where it is right now?
I think in all honesty, I think I could safely say at this point, and maybe I'll be wrong at some point, but... you know, that I think they're probably as sick of me as I am of them. But now I'm not really sick of them anymore, because it's more fun to make fun of them in real time and have a relationship based on that. And it's like, I think, I don't know, there's a lot of talk about records not being important anymore, or maybe quite possibly it would be hard for people to really...
But people are listening to music as much as they ever did, or maybe even more.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that'll ever change. I think it's that kind of thing where, you know, I think it goes much deeper than just records. I mean, records to me are very sacred. I think that they're like paintings. I think they're art pieces. And I think the commerce part of it is no different, in my opinion, than the price that someone pays to go into a museum to look at art. So that the museum can keep its lights on and can accommodate new, can make new acquisitions. And for me, records were always like that, because they were very, very crucial in my development and made me feel like an individual and informed me in so many ways. But I think that maybe the shakeup now is real. I think it goes much deeper. I think digital encoding for a record, and that being able to be compromised before a record comes out, that messing with the commerce side of it is, I think that people love immediate gratification through the internet, which is why I think it's typically more negative than positive, because it's harder to see somebody happy on the internet. Like, than maybe someone being completely angry. You can tell an angry email a lot quicker than you can a happy one, I think. But that being
said, it's all caps.
Well, more or less, or just expletives. But I think that the idea of records being able to be, you know, decrypted or figured out and sent through the internet before they're available, I think that it's okay that that happens because that just happens. But I guess what ultimately is happening is it's taken the possibility.
It's Stephen King.
Believe it or not, it's not. But
darn.
No, but who it is funny. Sorry. I think that it's basically hurting the business. Maybe like I think it's hurting the labels in a way financially that soon there will be less and less major acts.
Wouldn't that be frustrating?
And there'll be less bigger shows. And a lot of bands, I think some bands think it's great because they go, cool, it'll level the playing field and the MySpace bands will be as big as Metallica or whomever. But I don't really think that what I'm guessing will happen first is I don't think anybody realizes that on an indie label specifically, when I was on there, that the record actually buys the gas to get from gig to gig, and
yeah,
the record pays for the guitar strings and for the cool lights. And so I think that production will go down. I think that people won't see shows as, I think the production and shows will diminish. I think bands will have less ability to get from place to place in a big way. And I think it'll be probably more about smaller performances. I mean, that's the biggest thing I think will happen. But other stuff too, like there are phone companies that go through the internet. Most of our mail now isn't through the post office. But I always wonder, I'm always nervous, like, okay, well, what if the power goes out? Or something, like the post office would have still worked, but the emails won't, and the phone lines would have, but the internet phone won't. It's a little wild.
Yeah, we do need electricity. That's important. Otherwise, all that stuff's going to fall like a house of cards.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, you know. The digital revolution is huge. It's changing people the way that television changed people. I'm sure that TV probably had some impact on libraries and bookstores and all that. So this is probably some new phase.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, but, you know, the bands that really write their own stuff and they really do perform their own material in a way that where the things that could hold up acts in the past that maybe were more about the production side of it and less about the actual physical playing of the music. And I think that they'll benefit, though, because, you know, you can't, I mean, it can't really be about like the hype and the light show and the videos with the helicopters that, although helicopters with lasers on them would be super awesome. Like, I would go for that. I would do that.
I'd like to see more of that, actually.
You know what I mean? Like, some, like, team of ninjas or something. Like, I really want that for me, but
giant gigawatt lasers
that would, yeah,
vaporize titanium.
I think it's all going to go back to the jam. It's really weird. In some weird way, it's going for full circle where I think that it'll be about the instrumentation and the actual performance, and it's more like street theater for a while, you know.
Well, speaking of live performance, can you guys give us another song here?
Chicagoland.
The Cardinals.
Taking it to the jam. What are we playing?
Live from Studio X.
Oh, okay.
XRT.